Hello, everyone. You're listening to Positive Thinking Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mike, from PositiveThinkingMind.com. This is a podcast and community where I share with you tips to improve your mental health, help you cope with your anxiety, and teach you to have a better outlook on life. We'll learn ways to turn our negative thoughts around and look at life in a positive light. I want to inspire you and help you have the best life possible. Thanks for joining me today. Let's get started. Hold on to your hats because anxiety's got some tricks up its sleeve that will have you rubbing your eyes with disbelief. We're going to go over 5 weird anxiety symptoms. Anxiety, that over-enthusiastic friend that always seems to show up uninvited. Most of us are familiar with its standard greeting, rapid heartbeats, sweaty palms, and relentless worrying. But did you know that sometimes anxiety decides to get really creative? Today, I'm going to take you through that rabbit hole into a world of bizarre and quirky anxiety symptoms. The first is brain zaps. Imagine your brain decided to throw a rave party, and you're not invited. Brain zaps feel like sudden jolts or buzzes in your noggin. No, you're not becoming a superhero, sorry. This is just anxiety shaking things up. Scientists believe that brain zaps may be due to neurotransmitter changes. So while your brain is switching DJ tracks, you feel the electric boogaloo. And guess what? Your brain is pretty inventive, creating its own special effects. However, it's essential to remember that as fun as a rave party might sound, it's best to lower the volume when it's in your brain. Chatting with a health professional can give you some excellent DJ tips to bring the party down a notch and restore some peace in your mind. Number 2 is depersonalization. Have you ever felt you've been secretly transported into the Matrix? With depersonalization, the world feels unreal, and you might feel like a spectator in your own life. This isn't a glitch in the Matrix, it's anxiety. Your brain is so overwhelmed, it's trying to take a mini vacation from reality. When this happens, searching for Neo and Morpheus might be tempting, but a more grounded approach involves deep breaths and grounding techniques. Talk to a professional who can guide you with strategies to stay connected to the present moment, just in case you need to dodge any slow motion bullets. Number 3 is phantom smells. When your nose is picking up scents that aren't there, don't call the Ghostbusters just yet. Your olfactory system, in cahoots with anxiety, might be playing pranks. From burnt toast to fragrant roses, these phantom smells can vary. Consider this an exclusive, albeit unwarranted, sneak peek into smell-o-vision. While indulging your inner detective to find the source of the smell might be tempting, it's essential to recognize these olfactory illusions for what they are. Try engaging in aromatherapy with natural scents to counteract and understand the phantom ones. Discussing this with a doctor can also help rule out other causes and manage the anxiety behind it. Our next one is visual snow. Several years before the internet and high speed, TV came over the air from transmitters, and the reception was at times awful and was like watching TV through snow. Now imagine seeing the world that way. Welcome to visual snow, a constant static or flickering in your field of vision. Your eyes are fine, but anxiety's messing with the brain's visual processing. Don't worry, you're not trapped in a retro TV set. It's like your brain's broadcasting an old-school channel as background noise. While adjusting your antenna is unnecessary, adjusting your lifestyle to manage anxiety might be helpful. Keeping your eyes entertained with calming visuals and discussing your symptoms with a professional can instantly tune you back into high definition. Number 5 is a frog in your throat. Globus sensation, or the feeling of a lump in your throat, is anxiety's way of saying ribbit. Now, you didn't swallow a frog or marbles. This feeling is your throat muscles getting all tense. Drink some water and remind your throat that it's not auditioning for a nature documentary. Since your throat decided to play the part of a habitat, it might also enjoy warm tea, gargles, and gentle stretches. Discuss the sensation with your healthcare provider to ensure it's just stage fright and not something else. As we've seen, anxiety is a master of disguise, and sometimes it's downright weird. The good news, knowing that these bizarre symptoms are your nerves playing dress-up, can be reassuring. It's always wise to consult a healthcare professional if you experience these or any unusual symptoms. There's no shame in anxiety's strange games. We all have anxiety sometimes. Keep an open dialogue with your doctor and maybe an anxiety symptoms journal. As we navigate through the confetti of brain zaps and phantom smells, let's do it with grace, humor, and a sense of wonder at the mind's incredible, albeit sometimes bizarre, capabilities. Stay curious, open, most importantly, supportive of yourself and others. Stay positive, friends. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about building your self-esteem and bettering your life, I encourage you to check out my courses at positivethinkingmind.com/courses. Remember, you're amazing, you're awesome, and I want you to live life to the fullest. It doesn't matter what other people think of you. Who cares what they think? It's what you think of yourself. I believe in you, and I want you to believe in you. Stay positive, friends.